I worked for Preston for 5 years, and I worked for Consolidated Freight for a couple years. Union jobs, driving tractor trailer for Teamsters. Preston went out of business. Consolidated Freight went out of business. After 50 years, they just shut their doors, put 5,000 people out of a job, you know. No stability with it.
He picked me up at the bar.
But we were both there for a job.
We were both there for a job interview. We really were.
I thought she was cute. She was wearing a blue jean skirt, and she had little white flip-flops on, had her hair pulled up. I was interviewing for a delivery driver, and she was interviewing for a cook. And we neither one got the job. But
we got each other.
I've been driving her around. She's been cooking since.
I am from Carlisle, Ohio, originally. I moved with my children to Brown County. I established a kitchen in Georgetown, Ohio. I cooked there. I had a very good reputation in Georgetown as a cook.
But yours wound up in a train wreck and changed your whole life because you went through the divorce and then you moved and you had to start all over by yourself and reinvent your whole self with your economics. And
yeah, it wasn't right. Really a good time to get a divorce, I'll tell you that right now. The last 6 years has not been a good time to get a divorce. Nobody wants to give you a job. I go and I'll work 90 days for a company, and they'll say, we're going to give you health insurance after 90 days, and they'll lay me off at 89.
She's been 15 interviews in the last 3 months, and nobody calls her back, you know. That's part of it.
I'm sick with the emphysema.
That's part of it. They don't even get to that part before you're not even called back.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere I go, I'm asking if they need any help. But about the only thing I'm going to be able to do is going to be a sit-down job. I'll either have to answer telephones or, I mean, if I can do that. It's been all over the news. If you want a job, go to a temp service. Well, if you want a job, go to a temp service. And if you're lucky, one of them will call you 2 days a week, and you might make your car insurance payment.
Right.
If you're lucky. At one point, we had, five jobs between us?
Yeah, we couldn't get a day's work. When you're on a temporary, you're on a call-in, they call you in an hour, they want you there. If you can't make it, then they'll call somebody else.
Call somebody else. There's 50 people.
It's whoever luck of the draw and who they pull. You just live day to day and pay what you can and get by with what you can.
I mean, it's like anybody else in the neighborhood. Yeah. You just do what you can.
And it's more common than it used to be, everybody going to work. It was more common. Everybody had a good job.
We are so far below the poverty line, it is unreal. My father was a very well-known machinist here in Dayton. His last name was Tony, Ronald Tony. And my grandfather worked at GM. It's a very secure job on the line. My father passed away when I was 6. GM went down. My grandfather went down with it, but I had a brick house in Springboro with a breezeway and a 2-car garage and 3 acres and a garden. And we really don't, at our age, have any clue how we're ever going to have that.
Nothing like that, right.
And it's funny because we get along so well because we don't argue over all that crap.
Right. Well, it's in the material. You have to have friends and you have to have people you can rely on. That's what bonds everybody.
Him and I have so much in common that it's unreal. And I'm lucky for that. I'm so lucky for that. I really am.
That's a good thing because I feel the same way about you.
And I am. I mean, I just, you know, you just, sometimes when you're reinventing yourself, you don't expect to meet someone that changes your world.